Vayter in Shasher and Makos Daf Chav Gimel. Pick it on the top of the page. Been a little line. Amar Rav Shishim Shumar Elazar Ben Nazari. Minayin the Ritzu Shishel Egel. How do you know that the Ritzu of the strap is done from a baby cow? Adichzel Pasukas Arboim Yakenu. You give him the smackdown 40 lashes. With some claim right next to it says Lo Stachsom Shor Bidisho. You shall not muzzle an ox while it's threshing. And therefore we understand that these things go together. Therefore it's talking about that type of strap. Amar Rav Shishim Shumar Elazar Ben Nazari.
How do you know that if Yavama, a man's married to a woman, the man dies, they have no children, the woman goes to the brother of the person who passed away, to do Yibim or Chalitza? How do you know that if he is a Mukhas Shin, that means this person has boils, that you don't make her go to him, Shein Chosman, so we don't muzzle her, making her having to marry him? Rashi says, Ein Migarin Ba, Shalot Toma Yevshibo. Where we don't make it be that she should marry him. The Siblo Saksom Shor Bedisho. Right? When she goes and she says, oh, I don't want to do this, we don't like muzzle it, she can't say that, and we try not to get them married, because it says, Lo Sachs Rabbi Yishuv Samachai, Ki Yeshvu Achim Yachtov, when you have these two brothers, one of them dies, the other does Yibam. So the fact that this pasuk is right next to it will come tell you that there is a concept of a chasima which exists connected with it.
V'yaman Rav Sheish, Shez Mishum Rabbi Lazar Ben Azariah, Kol Mavazaz Amodim, Ki Lovod of Lazar, Ovaz Kuchavim. Anyone who goes ahead, Avodas Akum. Anyone who goes ahead, Rashi says, Chol Shamor. If you're mevaze cholamoid, that's like you did a vodazar. The pasuk says, "Elokei masecha lo sasalach," or I guess "Elohei masecha lo sasalach." Don't make gods, molten gods. The samechle is chagamatzos tishmor to guard the chagamatzos. So we see that one's a vodazar, one's about chagamatzos. This is connected to also cholamoid. It says Rash Rivan, "Mefarish bechagiga and daf yurches im birishon ubishvi." Yarei kvar amar. It's already said. Treifa v'samachlei lo sisa shem hashav. And says next, so you should not accept a false report, which is, you know, again, you're not accepting which isn't true. Says Rivan, hainu made either sheker. So you can't accept something which is sheker or take a derogatory report. Kari bei nami lo sasi. And also, you shall not cause a false report to be accepted. It means even speak lashon hara itself. And then what happens? Be thrown to the dogs. Right, by the way, in the end of the pasuk, finish off by saying al tashiyotcha im rasha li yoseid chamas. Don't place your hand with the wicked to be a corrupt witness. We have either sheker. Ushtei ritsu, so the two ritsu straps that go up and down through it. Tana say shel chamor. It's made out of a hamor from the donkey hide. Kedidarish hahu glila alei d'Rav Chista, like a galileon expounded in front of Rav Chista. Yada shor koneu v'chamor evos ba'olav yisolo yada. The ox knows its owner. The donkey knows its trough of its master. Or is a place where it eats, and Yisrael doesn't know. But they don't know who their master is. They don't know who Hashem is. Like, what are they doing over here? Lo yoda ami, and the finish off says Eva Svalov Yisrael. Lo yoda ami lo esbonin. People doesn't comprehend, right? They don't know. They don't comprehend. Let the one who recognizes the trough of his master come and come and give the smackdown to the one who doesn't know the master's trough. That's talking about a donkey, and therefore he goes and gives it to, you know, that's why it's one of the straps. Next, yada tefach, the handle should be a tefach, and long enough that it goes around to the tummy, to the stomach. Amar Abaye, Shmami na kolchad v'chad lefum gabe avdilin le. We make a, you know, there's like a malk, there's a whip for each one of them. Amar le Ravi says, him kain, nafish lu ritzu estuva. They're going to have tons of whips, tons of nenes. They're going to have so many whips that are in basin. El Amar Ravi says, no. Afka sayisle, there was a Afka, the Rashi says, kamo mivak avik. It's like a type of knot that you could adjust it. Kibay miktar, when you want, you can tighten it. And the kibay barpal, if you want, you can loosen it, make it longer, make it shorter. It's what you need. So it's not tons of whips. Malkanoso, they go out and they whip him a third on his front and 2/3 on his back. Minani meili. Amrav Kana, Damakana Pusik says, Vipila showed Vikola Fatim, Kade Rashasim Miss. By the judge shall cast him down and have him lashed out on his front according to his wickedness and the assigned number. How do we go and expound this? Rashi says, Bimispar Shte Rishoyos Beharov. Risha Achas Milfanov, one of them in front, Shte Rishoyos Beharov, and two of them from the back. Ein Malkanoso, it's not sitting, not standing, but leaning over. How do we know this? I'm sorry, how do we know
The Ritzui Shemuchpel said the strap is doubled over. Shemuchpel says, Vihipilo, it says that he should throw him down. In fact, the Gemara, but it sounds like Vihipilo is that you should throw down the strap in a way that it's doubled over. I Vahom, and Bailei Leguva, we need for itself to tell you that the pursing has bent over. Now, Imkain, Lichtov Kra, Yateu, say the Lashon of Yateu, of bend them over. Why are you using the strange Lashon of Mahipilo? Therefore, we learn from here, Shmaminatati, we learn these two things here. Vayta, the Mishnah says, Hamakim HaKabiyada, whoa, he does it one hand with all his strength. We appoint someone who's a chazan, meaning the one who's going to be doing this, who's going to be this attendant. We get a person who's not so strong, but someone who is smart. Even if the guy's not so... someone who's not strong but yes smart. We say no, even if someone who's not smart and is strong, we still go out and we can allow him to be. It says Rash Rivan, they like, but if there's no akpada who it's going to be. Amarava says, that even an unintelligent, strong person, the pasuk says, Lo Yosef Pen Yosef, you can't exceed the amount that you have to go and hit the person, lest he does do beyond that, then if the person dies, you're going to be responsible. Maybe there's someone who's lacking intelligence. Hainu, the Tzarech La'asure. That's how the Torah is to then warn this person, you know, be careful how many you're going to be doing. It says, Rivan, Yichon, Lamid, Bahen, Hainu, the Itzrich, the Mizaris. That's why you have to go out to warn the person. Elia, might you say, if you see someone who's intelligent doing it, Mitzach Lazur, you have to even warn them? Obviously not. Therefore, we're talking about someone who's not intelligent. Rabbana and I, but they're saying, no, not like that. So how does that work? Why would you give the warning for the intelligent people? Ella Mizarzin, Ella Ein Mizarzin, Ella Mizarz. You only urge somebody who's already motivated, and that is that you quick someone to quick. I mean to say, when somebody gets it, you go and you help them along with what they already know. So therefore, someone who's intelligent. Tana kishu magbia, when he lifts up the whip to give him the whip down, magbia b'shteyadav, he lifts it up with two hands. Kishu maka, when he gives the smack down, maka b'yadachas, it was only one hand. Kihechi delese mididei, so that it should come from him. In other words, with all of his koch. When you go to throw, when you want to like give something like a good hit, you do it with one hand. Lift it up with two, but then you bring it down with only one hand. Va'akori kare. And then we went on to the Mishnah says about the psukim. The Mishnah brought the psukim that the person that someone there reads. Tarabanan Hagadol shebederim kare. The greatest of the judges, he goes and he reads the psukim. Hasheni, the second one, he goes and he counts the malchus that are given. 1, 2, 3. Vashlishi Omer Akei. The third one says, give it to him, smack him. And then the other one goes and hits him. Asman shemakim ruba. When there's a lot of them, then mayrich. The one who's saying at the psukim should be mayrich. You know, elongate them. Asman shemakim letus makatzer. And if there's only a few of them, then he should do it quickly. Right? Rashi says kigon shemdu le pachos makir besider echad. Then do it quick. What's the problem here? Just let him say whatever speed he wants, and if he ends up having to repeat, let him repeat, like the Mishnah said. Just go back to the beginning. And for the Gemara, the mitzvah is to try to get it done in one shot. He's not able to, so then I'm able to get it done, you know, precisely. So then, okay, then go over it again. Tanu Rabbanan, the pasuk says, you got to do 40, you can't do more, you can't do, no hitting him afterwards. Makarabba. The end of that pasuk gets said. It says, "Arboim yakenu lo Yosef." Don't add pen Yosef lakosol elu makarabba. Unless you hit him with a big maka v'nikla achicha leinecha, and your brother will be degraded in your eyes. Makarabba, ainli ela makarabba. I only know that it's also to give him a makarabba. Right? A makam wet is mine. How do we know? It's also even to do a little bit, meaning even two extra, even one. You can't even do a little bit more than the person at the beginning. Talmud Lomar. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Ain't the Elamaka Rabba, Rashi the Bryce, Achi, Sabisafri, Ain't the Elabazan Shamosif and El Minyan Arbaim, you can't add on to 40. Al Kach, Omed, Vomej, Amdu, Bazdin, Minayatama, Loma, Yosef, Maka, Loma, Bikomaka, Maka Rabba, Ain't the Elo, Maka Rabba, Ain't the Dechayev, Alo Yosef. Ella bisman shiko makos harbe ala omed makos moetes afilu shte makos oachas minayin daset losif tamad lomer lo Yosef lo Yosef lakoso al ela al minyan ha omed. Right, so what we're saying is follows in the ela makarava makuedes, that is, it's also to do a great beating beyond how much was given. Makamuetis, how do we know it's usher to give even a little bit, meaning one or two? Tamalom lo Yosef, you can't add even a little bit. Imkin matamalom makarab, why say makarab? Limid ala rishonos is telling you about the first lashes, shehein makarab, that they're considered makarab. Not the number of lashes, but the force of how much you give them. Right? It's just shehein talakos about korcho. Kenir lo Rebbe, ulubaloshan acher kibel Rebbe. Okay, the last part of the Mishnah, we had a machlokes about if this person used the bathroom when doing it, then what happens? So the Mishnah says in Skalkel, if you went to the bathroom, doesn't matter, number one, or Bem Berei, Bem Bemayim, where number two, he's Pater. Rudy says it depends. If it's a man, then it's got to be number two, because that's embarrassing for him. Number one, nay, what does he care? Side of the road, pull it out. We already just go for it, even though it's a problem, right? But a woman, Bemayim, that's embarrassing for him. So the says the Gemara. Tell her about an Echad Isha, Echad Isha, Berei, both of them, only going free if it's Berei, if it's number two. But Lob Bemayim, but not with number one. Devi Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Huda Omer, Ha'ish Berei, Beba Isha Bemayim. No, a man with number two, a woman, even number one's off there. V'chal Momim, Echad Isha, Echad Isha, Berei, Bemayim, both of them, either, no matter what happens, are off the hook. He says only with using the bathroom. Oh, but we said with a woman, even with using number one. No, it means both of them are equal, and it comes to number two that they're going to be off the hook. But with a woman, even number one. Amar Shmuel, kipasu the ruts me basin. Let's say they tied him up, and then this guy escaped. He fled. He runs away from basin. Potter, then he's off the hook from getting any malchus. May say frankly, Gamar Kala, if he used the bathroom, Bem Rishona, whether it happened the first time he gets hit, but Bem Shnei, or the second time, right, and beyond, whether he didn't hit him at all, or whether he already hit him, Poter, so he's off the hook. Nifsiku Ritsua, but if the strap broke, then Bashnia, if it was after he hit him once, it was the second time he's lifting it up, Poter, then he's off. Rishona, but if the first time, Ain Poter, he's not Poter. Amai, why not? Why should we make a distinction between the first and the second one when it breaks? Even if the strap broke the first time, he should be off the hook. Lehavi Kras, it'd be like the person who ran away from Bezin and he says that he's Poter even before anything happened. Now, Hasam Ratz, over there, he ran away. Hachaloratz, here, he didn't run away. In the case of Shmuel, it's the running away that's itself an embarrassment and a busha, and because that now he's off the hook because he got his embarrassment. Not when he's just tied up over there. So in the base, so when the strap broke before he was even hit, he's not considered embarrassed. Therefore, it's not in Vinikla, and therefore Nikla Chicha, and therefore he's not off the hook. Tana Rabban, and I'm do Lisha Yilke Kala. If the Bezin judge that he's going to use the bathroom when he gets that first one, then Poter, so he is off the hook. Says the Rivan, Perusho Likisha Yilke Yikle Shamdu She'im Yilku Miyad Yiskalka Berei Poter, Depend Yosef and Niklaksiv, Deinos and Lomaka She Yikle Alav Miyad Kach Shamati Avalam Du Shaloiz Kalkel Ad Acha Malkos Malkanosa. If this person, if it's clear, through their evaluation, he will be embarrassed from it. So then we say, you don't add another one that will do that. So therefore, we don't do this to him because he's going to use the bathroom after. Therefore, that's going to pot him before. But if, let's say, he's going to use the bathroom only after he leaves Beis Din, then Malkus, so he still gets a Malkus, right? He has to, yeah, period. Not only that, even if he used the bathroom, he went number two even before he got the Malkus, Malkus, so he gets Malkus, Shemar Viko, Vinikla. The pasuk says, and he'll get hit, and then he'll feel the demeaning thing over there. Not that he already got, not that he was already demeaned in Beis Din. So if he was, even if that happened, he wouldn't be off the hook from it. Zokt the very last Mishnah. Kol chayv krisus shalaku niftu yide krisasam. Amazing. If a person is chayv karis and they get malchus, then he is off the hook. He doesn't have karis anymore. Shenema v'nikla chichle inecha, and your brother will be demeaned before your eyes. Kisha laka, once he's been lashed, hareu kechicha, now he's like your brother again. Devi Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel. These are Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel. V'yama Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel. Me'a ima over avera achas notan afsholev. The person does an avera that he gets karis for, he gives up his life for it. Someone does a mitzvah, much more so that he should be given his life. Says Rashi, "Demita tova merivan, demita tova meruba, emiras pranos, echad mi chamesh meos, 100, 500 times." The Bemidas Peronis, what does it say? By bad things, poking over avos al banim al shileshim yaribayim umidatovik sev osa chesed alofim umitargaminon la alfin dare arba doros keneged al paim doros hainu echel mechamis meir. So it comes out to 1/500. So it's 500 times. Midatova is 500 times more than from, we saw the Daf Hey also in Rashi there. Abishim Nomer Mimkoma Ulomid, we learn that from its place. Meaning to say, you don't have to like pull a whole Kavachomer Al Skamakami. So we learn from its place. Remember Vinichus and Fashus Osos as a person who does this is the Psukim in Vayikra and Achrimos. When it goes to all the different relationships of tashmish between, you know, ancestral relationships and all that kind of stuff, it says v'nichus ha'nefashos osos, these people are going to get kares. Says the Rivat d'chsev achak kol arayos v'nichus ha'nefashos osos harei chayev kares ala nichshal bahen v'nasan chayim lemoneh, and it gives life to those who hold back. Ubadavim doesn't do it. D'chsev kodem ha'arayos u'shmartem eschukosai v'esmishvotai. Ve'omer, and it also says right before, beep, turn the page. Chof Kimmel base. That Asher Yaso Sabal de Mechai Behem. You shall, you know, follow my mitzvahs and you shall live by my mitzvahs. Says Rashi, Rivan, Vesamach Lai Ish Ish Eskol El Kol Sha'ar Besaro. Demasha Misha Oso. Shosu Chukosai, Anino Sein Chayim Lo. Ve'elohin Chukosai. These are my Chukum. Ish Ish Vegomer. Halamanata Kol Yosef Vein Over. Someone is not doing. Now let's read inside. Says Gemara. What do we learn from this idea? Ha! Kol Yoshev Lov Aver, someone who holds back and doesn't do any Avers, Nosul Schach Kels the Mitzvah. He gets Schach as if he's doing a Mitzvah. Rabbi Shimon Bar Rabbi Omer, Harei Omer, Rak Chazak Levilti Achol Adam Ki Adamo Nefesh. Be very strong and don't need the blood because blood is the life. Is a life, right? Now, Uma im Adam Shinaf Shalom Katsu man, a person is disgusted by Dam, Hapar Shem Kabaskha, someone who doesn't go and need it from me gets char, then Gazal Varaya, stealing and immorality. Shinaf Shalom Sivalim with Kamadasa Baporish Biman Mayhem, and someone who holds back from them, Achas Kamavakamashiskula, how much more so is gonna get schar? Ludorosov, Ludoros Dorosov at Sov Kodoros, generations to the end of all generations. Unbelievable. Rabbi Chananya ben Akashomer. Rotzo HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezakos es Yisroel fika chibolem toiro umitzvos. Because we wanted to give us amazing with the schar that forgives all the mitzvah says Rivan lezakos es Yisroel kadosh hu mikabim schar b'meshem morimatzom in Averus to give him schar for them holding back from Averus afikach therefore hear lehem shaloy atzarech atzavos give him things you even have to command them kama mitzvos kama atzaros al shkotzim and avelos on things that people don't want in the first place. I don't know the machine who cuts them. There's no person that's disgusted by them. Alakalisha Kabu Schar Al Shaporshan man to get schar for holding back for them. Shinemar. Shem Chafetz Saman Sitko Yagdil Toira Toira Viadir Zakteliga. Gemar, Al Rabbi Yochanan, Chalukin of Chavir, Shabbat Chanan, Al Rabbi Chanan, Yabbi Gamliel. Remember the mission started off with the Chanan, Yabbi Gamliel, about Kares, and a person goes in there, Chayev Kares, right? The opening line of the Mishnah was that, Kol Chavi Krisa, Shaloko Niftu Yidei Krisasan. And this is Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel. That's pretty amazing. Now his friends come along, and all his friends are like, no, come on, Chanan, we don't agree with that. Right? They argue with him. It's like Zechariah Rabbi Yochanan. Some of Adam Rav to explain. Some of Rav Taninan. We're going to show over here that the people that argued with Chanan Bedina Taninan. We have a Mishnah in Megillah. Megillah. Dav Zayin Amabei says Rivan says Megillah Ain Bein Shabbos. That Ain Bein Shabbos Yom Kippur. There's no difference in Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Ella Shazes Dono Bidei Adam. So when you do something on Shabbos, b'mezid, then what's going to happen? They're killed by the Adam. Is this done to be Karis? The other one is done as Vikaris. Rashi says, Rivan says Vikaris. Lo shod hikares, tikares, ve'enu shem, ve'enu shem davar. Right, so The only difference is says don't be there, other than don't be kares. V'im is, and if it's really true that somebody getting malchus and gets him off the hook from kares, either v'idi b'dei adam, then both of them are considered b'dei adam, Shabbos and Yom Kippur, because you know you get off the hook from it. So Rav Nachman Omer, so there you see clearly he's wrong. Rav Nachman Omer, no, ha money. Then who's the Mishnah? Rav Yitzchak, it's like the Omer. Who that Mishnah we brought in Megillah. Who is that? The Mishnah Megillah is Reb Yitzchak. And therefore he says Zadon Karis Bidei Shamayim V'lo Bidei Adam Aval Man Desferle De Malkus Ika Bechai VeKrisus Modil Reb Chananya De Niftru Midei Krisosan Kevin Shalakov Itzech Leil Reb Yochanan Lashmin and Dechalukan. Says the, let's see in the Gemara, now Reb Yitzchak Da Amar Malkus Bechai VeKrisus Leka. He says that there is no malchus when you have chayv krisus. The Tanya to the Baisa, Reb Yitzchak Omer, chayv krisus bichlal hayu. Chayv krisus is already included, right? When it says ki kol asher yaseh bikol ha-to'evo se'ila by again by Arias, v'nichusu ha-nefashas ha-osas bikayv ha-amam. It already says that. So v'lami yatzis ba-kharis ba-chosa, why did we need a pasuk dafka by the sister to tell us is v'isha she'ikach ha-chosa v'nichusu, right? She's going to get karis. Why would you have to say that? Ladunu bekaris v'lobamalkos, to punish with karis and not with malchus. And not with malchus. So there's no malchus by karis. And this is teaching us, just like by achoso, so too for everything also. That's his opinion. And therefore this Mishnah is saying karis to someone who goes on Yom Kippur, because it's showing Rav Yitzchak, who said that there's no malchus for that. But if one would go according to the opinion that malchus is given for karis, then he would be off the hook from Karis by getting Malkus, like Rav Chananya Ben Gamliel's opinion, and therefore we see this as a Machlokas. Rav Ashi Amar, another way to explain this Mishnah with Rav Chananya Ben Gamliel, a field to Rabbanan. You can even say that this verse is going to the Rabbanan, it's not going according to Rav Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak, is that what it was? Yeah, and even not like Rav Yitzchak. Even the Rabbanan who say that you do get, somebody gets Karis, it also gets Malkus, and Malkus is going to get him off the hook. So then what do we say? Zeikers dono bidei Adam. What it means is, by Shabbos, the main thing is bidei Adam, meaning chayve mises beisdin. If it's zeikers dono bidei Shamayim, and that the ikker one is karis. But you can't get out of it, but the ikker one is karis. Therefore, it's not a kasha b'chanan ben Gamliel. Amar b'adar rav, amar rav, halachik rabbi chanan ben Gamliel, if a person's chayv karis, they get malchus off the hook. Amar rav Yosef, man salak la'ila v'asa v'amar, who went up to Shamayim and told us this. How do we know the halacha goes and follows this opinion that malchus gets him off the hook from karis? Maybe not. Maybe that's not the case. Like, who went upstairs to check this out? Amalei Abaye, Elaha, the Amar of Yeshua and Levi. If you really want to say that, the one of Yeshua and Levi says, Shloshat Varma also Bezin Shamata, the three things that were done in Bezin down here, Viskima Bezin Shamayla al Yadam, and Bezin Shamayla are masking to them. Man, Solak, who went upstairs to us? That's true. Ella, cry Kadashiran. They passed the dash in the Psukim and Hachanami did also cry Kadashiran. They dash in over here, and that's how we got it. We figured it out. Period. Says the Gemara, Gufa, this whole thing we just said. Amar Bishob and Levi, Shoshet Varam Asu Beisin Shamata. Three things Beisin Shamata did. Beskim and Beisin Shamayla Yoyodom and Beisin Shamata Baila agreed with them. So we said them. Now we're going to go there, and then we're actually going to maybe knock it off. Elohim, these are them. Mikra Megillah. That is Rashi. Rivan says the Chayav and the Mikra Megillah. After the Mikra Megillah, Usheela Shalom. In other words, it's mutter to say Shalom to your friend in the name of Hashem. Right, like Yosem Hashem Alecha Shalom, Ve'ein Bo Mishum Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatala, or She'el Shalom B'Shem, the Chayev Adam Lishol B'Shalom Chaver B'Shem, Ani Ve'anu Nami Ki Shalina Na'adadi Matkiran Sham Shem De Shalom Shmo Shalom Kadosh Baruch Hu, Dechsev Ha'ikra Lo Hashem Shalom L'Shem Hashem. When we see each other, what do we say to each other? We say, Shalom Aleichem. We say Hashem's name. V'avolos Meiser, and bringing Meiser. What is this Avolos Meiser? I'm glad you asked. Says the Rivan, Kedarmini B'yavamos Da'pei Vavam Abeis, Ezra Sofer Kansunu L'Levim. They give a Knas L'Levim. L'fi Shalom Aluim, they didn't come up with him. V'tziv Elohavi, Kol HaMeisos Av, Kol HaMeisos El Lishkas Beis Hashem, V'yo Kohanim V'Levim, Shavim B'Meiser Rishon. Used to be it's just for Levim. Now it's also for the Kohanim as well. Kedasib Ezra, it says, Nezer v'haya coin ben Aaron im alavim b'maisar alavim v'gam chizkiyo also made this thing as well. Heichin lishkos house, le havi kol ha'maisros havi. He gave, made these like chambers to bring all the maisrim v'hem kedei shelo yikablo malavim shayu akum kedechsev. But the Yamin that they shouldn't give just a levium. Not only that, but they also mistaken another thing. There's Chizkio set up another thing that you take off maisos from fruits and vegetables, even though that's not included in the original decree.
B'nei Yisrael Rishis Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar Umefarsh B'Nadar Mai Ukeparitz Ha Kol Hani Daraisa Ninu Mashani Maiser Yerikum Maiser Elon Uksiv B'Treyasar.
Those are things that are bottom. Uksiv B'Treyasar Dekamar Lahul Navi Yisrael Have you as Kol Maiser Al Beisa Otzer Ubechenvini Na Bezos Alma Gomer Alma Dehiskim. So they're masking Mikra Megillah, the 7 Pasuk says, Kimu Vekibel Yehudim. That the Jews, they were Mekayim and Mekabel on themselves. Kimu Lamaila Mashikibel Lamato. It was accepted upstairs, it was accepted down here. Now you read Megillah's Esther on Par. Mushelus Cha Shalom. The 7 Pasuk says, by Boaz, Vihine Boaz, Bami Beslach, Vayom Lakota, Mashemi Machem. And he says, Shem's with you, using Hashem's name. Viomer. Hashem Mimchak. Hashem is with you, mighty man of valor. And these two things you see, they allow to do that. And there was Mekabel. My Omer, why are you bringing another pasuk over there? V'chitem, if you want to say, Boaz Hudavin Midaite, Mishmaya Lo Askimu Al Yado, Boaz did this on his own, and Shmaya wasn't able to touch him off. And another one, V'omer Hashem Yimchal Gibor Achayel, another one that the Malach comes to give on, Hashem is with you. Mighty man of valor, so we see Shem's good with him. Avos Meiser, like we said, the Chsev, as the Pasuk says, in Divrei Hayamim, that Chizkia told the people over there that to bring the stuff of the Kohen and Levim, he could strengthen himself in Torah and Yerushalayim. It says, Vavu is called a Meiser, El Besa Otzer, Vitar Fabesi, that there'll be found food in my house for those who serve in the Beis HaMikdash. Usually you can give it to whoever you want, now he's saying keep it over here. Obechanuni Dab Zos, Amar Hashem Tzavakos, and test me through this Hashem, Master of Legion. Zimlo Eftach Lechem Esarubas Hashemayim, I'm going to review the windows of Shemayim. I'm going to give you bracha ad belidai. You're going to have just so much bracha, so much incredible bracha. So all the maestros put in the storehouses that was done through this Ezra and Chizkiah that they set up over there. Okay, now just to finish off those psukim of it, says that they should bring up the strength of Hashem, like when it became widespread. So B'nai Yisrael brought all the stuff, like the Rivan had said, they brought grain and oil and date honey and all the stuff to the fields, and also brought of all different things. And he gave this idea to go to give the Lishka, and that's where they used to bring it all. My Ad Belidai, what's Ad Belidai? Amar Rabbi Barav, Ad Sheyivlu Sifsasechem Lo Medai, until your lips will become worn out from saying enough, it's too much bracha, oh my gosh. Amar Rabbi Allah, Zabishosh Bekompas V'Yeruch HaKodesh, in three places we see Ruach HaKodesh. Oh, unbelievable. Says Rivan, Niglav Ochiach Bishas Hatzorech Belaz. Yeah. Okay, it was known. Bebeis Dino Shel Shame, in the Beis Din of Shame. That's, Noach's kid. Bebeis Dino Shel Shmuel Aramasi. Bebeis Dino Shel Shlomo. Bebeis Dino Shel Shame. The Sidapasik is Vayaka Yehuda Vyomer Tzatkri Meni. And Yehuda said, she is Tzatkri Meni. Mino Yoda, how did they know that, you know, when Yehuda got Tamar pregnant, and then they remember having her killed, and says, no, whoever has, whoever this stuff belongs to, the signet ring and the staff, that's who it was. He says, Tzatkri Meni. How did he know? Maybe Dilma, Yehichid also Yehuda, just like he was with her. Also, Nami Yenesh Achinul, maybe it was another man that was with her as well. Yatsa Baskavam, a heavenly voice came out and said, this is Mimeni Yatsu Kavushim. From me, these hidden things have come out. So Tzadka and Mimeni. Rashi says, Rivan says, Dvarim ne'elam, and things that are hidden. Halalu meiti yatsu shelafishi Yehuda hayom melech v'hizachta letzeis mimenu melachim mitoch shayisat tsenua bebeis chamia yatsu gzer zu milfanai, this gzer come from me, she yatsu zer mishneim, the zer should come from two of them, Mashiach kakiba rabbi meikar lishachmina meiti from me. Hi, Sashyatsu Mimeni, Shnei Banim, Halalu Lichvo Sha'olam, Sharei Asid, Davidu Mashiach, Latzeis Mimeni, they're going to come from them. Bezidah Shishmuel, Dechsev, the Pasuk says, Shmuel spoke to the entire Jewish people, and he gave over, you know, the leadership to Sha'ol. Hedini Anu B, Neged Hashem, Beneged Mashicho. Assure me, Lakachti. Behold, I am here to testify in the presence of Hashem, in the presence of His anointed one, Shaul, and I've judged Israel. Whose ox I have I ever taken? Whose donkey did I take? Who have I robbed? Who did I ever coerce? From whose hand have I taken redemption money that I ever avert my eyes from him and make restitution to you? Vayomru lo ashaktanu velo etzusanu. And they said, you didn't rob us and you didn't coerce us. You didn't take anything from us. Vayomer aid Hashem. He's saying, I was totally honest and trustworthy. So said, pardon me, so he said to him, Hashem is your witness, and He's anointed one this day, that you found anything in His hand. Vayomer, aid. And he said, aid. Vayomer, Vayomumi Baile. Why is he Vayomer? The singer says Vayomer, and they said, and all the Eden over there, Yasa Baskal Vayomer, I need aid, Bedover Zeh. Baskal, heavenly voice came and said, I am an aid to the singer. Bebez Dino Shashlomo. Where do we see a heavenly voice? Vayana Melech Vayomer. The king spoke up and said, Tanula Sayalud Vachai Vameis Loth Misu. Give her, the first woman, the living born, and don't put it to death. He Emo, she is the mother. So, whole story, when the two women came, they went to sleep with each of their babies, and one of them ended up dying in the night, and one, they were saying that the other person's who died, the one that's alive is theirs. So he said, okay, I have an idea. I'll split the baby down the middle. And he said, no, one of the mothers, the first mother, said, no, don't do it. Let her have the baby. He says, okay, she's the mother, and give her the mother. Minayada, how did Shlomo Melech know that? Dilma Yarume Ma'arme. Maybe there's a shtick. And you said, wow, because she had compassion. Maybe she was sure the one. Maybe she was just a shtick that they would believe it. Yasabaskal Varma, he otherwise came and said, no, she's the mother. So Shema said it. Amarava Mimaya. How do you know these things are heavenly voices that came out? Dilma Yehuda came with the Chosh of Yachav. Maybe just work that out, like what were the date, and that's why it ended up being clear that she was the one, he was the father. And the one that we know that she was slept with, it looks like that he's a father, but not. Shmuel Nami, so there's not a rabbi that's heavenly voice. Shmuel Nami, Kul Yisrael, Kari Lo Lashon Yechidi, all the Jews are called Lashon Yachid. Yisrael, no Shabbat Hashem, Israel, you're saved by Hashem, and Lashon Yachid, Shusin, no Shayim. And Shlomo Nami, Midah, Kamerachmanta, Avahalokamachdom, if this one is being Rachmanis, this one didn't have Rachmanis, therefore, I didn't know this. You don't have a raya. Elagamar, it's just we have it as a tradition in these three cases that it was a basco that came out. Okay, we saw the idea of Lafika Hirbam Torah Mitzvah. So the Mishnah said the concept of Hashem gave us all these mitzvahs. Darash Rabbi Simloi, Sheish mitzvahs for Shlosha Esrei mitzvahs Nemru Lo Lamoshe. There's 613 mitzvahs given to Moshe Rabbeinu. Shlosh Mitzvahs for Shishu Chamesha Lavin 365 Lo Saseis Kaminia Mosacham, like the days of the sun. Umatayim Abraham Mushwana Asay 248 Can I get a Verav Shaladam, like the limbs of a person's body. Amar Rav Nuna Mai Kra. What pasuk says this? Torah Tzivalanu Moshe Morasha Kilas Yaakov. Torah is Bigamatria, comes out to 611. Beep, turn the page. Shisma v'chatzve havi, comes out to 611. Anochi v'lo yielecha mipi agvur shamanum, and we heard Anochi and lo yielecha from Hashem, and then it comes out to 613, and that's where you get the 613 mitzvot. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.